not other than mill tailings or mill waste as such. In other words, you have a lot of byproducts unused on mine sites in many cases.
Excuse me.
Yes, Senator Cohen.
We're only talking about uranium. And obviously, if in fact you were going to open a mine and know that you couldn't store any of the tailings or any of the waste, that would practically be economically unfeasible, it would seem to me, if you had to truck those out of the state. So I guess I don't understand what you're saying to us.
Many sites have...
Uranium sites. We're only talking about uranium now. We're not talking about coal mines or other kinds of mines. Many uranium sites, right?
Well, sir, I think the language in sub-17, the material, the waste we're talking about has to contain mined or refined isotopes, accelerator-produced isotopes, and byproduct material. I think that...
Many sites would contain mined isotopes that don't necessarily qualify per se as economic uranium sources.
In other words, what you're taking out of the law is naturally occurring isotopes. His point, I think, is that he could be mining for other materials, and naturally occurring isotopes could occur, and he would be prevented from mining.
Exactly.
Okay. That's exactly what the bill does.
He would not be prevented. Not to. Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Ms. Sandler?
In the first place, the summary is not part of the act, and it's just done by staff to explain, so it could easily...
Well, that's what I was aware of, but that's why I'm asking the question as to what this paragraph actually means.
Okay. Ms. Sandler?
This doesn't prevent any mining of radioactive materials. But if you do, in fact, mine, I would guess by the language that if you do mine and you do dig up some radioactive substances, yes, you would have to take those out of the state to dispose of them properly, and you could not dispose of them in the state. You're probably correct in that assumption.
That includes any mining.
Senator Day?
Pardon me, Mr. Chairman. That includes any mining, what he's asking for the record, any mining they may do, if naturally occurring isotopes should occur as a result of that milling, those will have to be taken out of the state. That's what the purpose of the bill is.
Okay. Come up here. I'm going to have one of the sponsors of the bill come up, and maybe you can stay up there too, sir, so I'd like to get this straightened out. Yes, just to clarify yourself.
I think we want to make the distinction between overburden and source material. Overburden, as it's defined in our Oregon laws, is simply the material that is covering the radioactive ore or whatever kind of mineral you're going after. Source material is defined, and I don't know, to my knowledge, that Oregon has a definition, but the federal definition is any material over 0.05%. All right. Is our definition the same? Whatever. I think the intention of this law would be to prohibit the abandonment of source material at a mine site, which to us makes sense because that is radioactive material of a nature that is high enough in radioactivity to present a problem. The overburden would be dealt with our surface mining laws because it is not significantly radioactive. Overburden is something else.
This is Paul Lawson again. The reference in question doesn't mention overburden at all, and I am not referring to it specifically.
I think on page 3, line 12 of the bill, overburden is mentioned.
It's deleted.
Yes, and it would be excluded simply because we feel it doesn't have a place in this because it is not radioactive of a significant level. Source material, though, is what is actually being dealt with here and restricted.
I think line 7 might be our
There is, Paul Lawson once more, there is no guarantee that overburden would or would not contain radioactive isotopes. or any other kind of isotopes. And the references used here does not specify the kinds of isotopes or their sources or what they're contained in. I'm simply trying to understand exactly what it says.
Mr. Taylor?
It's current law. Yeah, it is current law, and I'd like to read it here. The language in the bill reads, source material or special nuclear material, as those terms are defined in ORS 453-605. And 453-605 defines source material as uranium, thorium, or any other material which the division declares to be essential to the production of special nuclear material by an order made after the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission, or ore that contains such a concentration of one or more materials mentioned in paragraph A, meaning uranium, thorium, or other essential material, that the division declares the ore to be essential to the production of special nuclear material. And then it defines special nuclear material again as any of the following that is not source material: plutonium, uranium 233, uranium enriched in the isotope 233 or 235, or any other material which the division declares to be capable of releasing substantial quantities of atomic energy by an order made after the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir, Dick.
Senator Starkovich, I understand what you just read, but let me ask you, if I am really the $64 question, I just want it clear if this is what we intend. I'm out gold mining, and I produce tailings, and they're naturally occurring tailings.
No, we've eliminated
that. All right, you've eliminated that, but I come up with isotopes as a result of those tailings. Do I have to take them outside of the state if I'm not mining for uranium?
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead. Do I have to do that?
I don't read the bill that way.
Okay, that's what I'm getting two different answers.
I guess my concern, Mr. Lawson, you could address this. The language in sub 17 is existing law, and all we've done is taken out the exemption for uranium. I mean, that's none of that stuff up there is new. I mean, that.
I appreciate what you're saying. Whether it is law or whether it's intended, there still leaves a question of whether or not you mine material, and you're perhaps not mining for uranium at all, but I can cite you conditions in which you can have the materials mixed. You have set aside in a line of language with commas between, you have contains mined or refined isotopes. That has nothing to do necessarily with the definitions that you read from the other law.
Right. I guess my question is, that question that you raise exists with or without this bill?
I understand.
It's in the statute right now.
In other words, as I understand it then, the existing law, as well as what will come out of this, could preclude the mining of other commodities if they contain these isotopes.
Well, I would think that if the existing law does it, this bill doesn't change the existing law, but I don't believe the existing law does that, or I think you would have heard from someone by now.
Perhaps not, because the markets are depressed, have been for several years, in several commodities where this actually can occur mixed together.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Ms. Sandler.
Senator Day, I may have been a bit incorrect in the answer that I gave you to you on that. The way this reads is that if you dig up something else, if you dig up digging for gold or coal or whatever, and you dig up radioactive isotopes, those you will have to take those out of the state under present law, and that's the way it is.
Okay. That's the way I think it is, too, because when you read that, I wanted to know what we were changing. When Senator Starkovich read that, I think that's exactly what that reference is on, okay? I think it is a law.
It would
disagree with the bill, but I think that's what the law is.
I think you're correct, because it doesn't show any changes in that area. It also doesn't limit itself to radioactive isotopes.
Could I make a comment,
please?
I believe we have something in our laws called Table 3 that has a list of isotopes and the maximum amounts that are allowable. I believe that is what would apply to any material that was dug up in order to leave it behind. I think it's very clear-cut as to what and how much is allowed.
It may be that OAR 345-50, Mr. Chairman, is what she's talking. I just don't know that. The Oregon Revised or the Oregon Administrative Rules. Can I just ask a question fast? For the record, I'm speaking to Lynn Franklin. Is that what that does? Is that the list she's speaking of?
Yes.
All right. That's clear to me what you're doing.
Thank you very much for your courtesy.
Thank you, sir. Okay. So, any additional discussion on the bill?
Right. I'm still not convinced it applies to the money.
Thank you for your time. I just wanted to understand. I kept going back and forth, and I think it's very clear what you're distinctly talking about for the record, even though I might disagree with it. I think it's clear.
Lynn is approaching the witness stand.
Are you approaching us because you like us, or are you just going to follow this mess up again?
Mr. Chairman, just a matter of courtesy.
Okay.
Page 4, line 30. Take that language out there, you may be allowing us to store an Oregon spent fuel. It was generated before July 1st, 1981.
You sure would. On section 2?
3.
Section 3.
Oh, section 3.
If that was not your intent, you may want to leave that language in.
Let's see here.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Frank, could you come up and expand on that, run through your thinking a little bit on that? Because
I don't follow it.
See if the storage of spent fuel on Trojan.
Mr. Chairman, what you say in law is that we cannot dispose of any radioactive waste in Oregon with certain exceptions.
Right.
The exceptions are listed right here. Waste generated before June 1st, 1981, through industrial manufacturing processes, which contain only naturally occurring radioactive isotopes, which are disposed of at sites approved by the Council in accordance with ORS 469.375. That reads Hua Chang. If you take out the words only naturally occurring radioactive isotopes, that would include man-made radioactive isotopes, which would include the disposal of spent fuel from a nuclear power plant.
And the removal of that, how does that impact our...
Does it have a relevance to the... other parts of the bill?
Yeah, that's the question.
Not my judgment. Yeah. I mean, retaining it would not have a relevance to other parts of the bill.
I think that's when I read it,
yeah.
Mr. Chairman, but I can be wrong.
Whenever the sponsors pop up here again. That was a very courteous comment, Mr. Frank. Above and beyond the call of duty.
I wonder why we have PGE in here really pushing for this bill, right?
That's right.
I think he might be right. I beg your pardon.
Could you just put your name on the tape?
I'm Sally Bourgeois. I think he might be right.
Well, it would appear to me that...
You have to put your name on the
tape. Oh, my name is Chris Platt.
Thank you.
And it would appear to me that that the waste, even though they are naturally occurring or not naturally occurring...
That's what we had in mind with that language, but I see what Mr. Frank is talking about, and we certainly don't want to do that.
No. You might want to delete that, if that's what the case would be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair,
why is that section even in the bill? Just because the phrase only naturally occurring appeared?
We have the feeling that by the time the ore becomes tailings, it has been processed, whether it's Huachang or uranium mill tailings, with all the additions of sulfuric acids and various things, and its physical shape being process. Changed by the milling process, that it is not, strictly speaking, naturally occurring by any stretch of the imagination by the time it becomes tailings. That was our thinking. I don't know that it's particularly critical, but it is a point, I think, that needed to be made.
But don't you really deal with that in the general language, mill tailings, mill wastes, mill byproduct materials?
All right. I think I see what your point is, and I would not disagree with Mr. Frank. I think that what he is saying about that language would make us vulnerable to some problems that I wouldn't want to see occur.
Yeah, well, your bill's already vulnerable. It's got a long way to go, so we don't want to make it any more vulnerable.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You want to move to reinstatement of language on line 30? Yeah,
Senator Cohen moves that on line 30 of the
preamble. Only naturally occurring be reinstated.
Page 4, only naturally occurring be reinstated. Lynn, do you see the same problem on page 3?
Line 5.
I think they'll think so.
It's a different section.
Yeah.
It's not
right.
Waste storage facilities. Right. It's a different section.
Okay.
In my opinion. Well, let's ask again. I mean, I think that the definition.
He said no.
No. Well, you got to come up and. Is carrying courtesy too far?
Oh, I'm not concerned about courtesy. I'm concerned about doing something inadvertently, and I don't want for us to do something inadvertently.
The question we just wanted to clarify was that the same phrase on line 3.
On line 5 on page 3.
Mr. Chairman, our understanding from the quick rules would be you do not have the same problem in the other section because of the different reference.
Yeah.
So, have the amendments been adopted?
Amendments made that motion. Is there any objection to that motion?
Chairman, I would move the bill as amended if it do pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Skarkovich moves the amended bill, Senate Bill 419, to the floor if it do pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Cohen?
Aye.
Senator
on the 7th committee.
Aye. Senator Starkovich?
Aye.
Senator Kisauer?
Aye. So moved. Now, y'all know that the meeting on Monday is at 3 o'clock so that we can accommodate our minority members who have to go.
Thank you.
We're going to carry over the Huachang issue until next Friday, week from today. Took care of 232, and what was the other one? And we're waiting for amendments on our charter amendment to
406.
Okay, is there any other business? Let's get it done.
You pass the bill out?
Okay.
You want to add your vote?
You're back just in time.
Did you pass the bill out?
Yes.
I want to vote no on the record, if I may, please.
Senator Day will be recorded as voting no.
Just on a little economic development.
Yeah, help the state out.
Yeah.